Okay, so, Ass, let's play a quick game of Dead or Alive. Are you ready?
Am I guessing who's dead and alive? What?
Yeah, I'm going to give you some names. You tell me if you think they're dead or alive, and then we're going to score you at the end of it. So, James, will you keep score, please? We'll start off with Dick Van Dyke.
Dead.
No, he's alive. 0 points what? So far. Sorry. Yeah, he's alive. He's 100.
Well, geez, well done.
William Shatner.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yes, he is. He's alive and kicking. I was telling James and Janine at lunch yesterday, I saw a great clip of him and another actor and George Foreman eating, this links to what Maria was on talking about just now, eating surströmming, you know, that disgusting stuff that the Swedish eat. They put it in a tin and it ferments and it's pickled herring and it's just gross. And it freaks out most people. William Shatner, who's, he must be close to, he must be 90-something now. William Shatner and George Foreman, no problem. They open the surströmming, they take a piece of this gross fish that stinks, and they both of them just eat it. They're like bulletproof. Sophia Loren.
I think she passed away recently.
Nope. She's still alive.
She's still alive.
So you've got 1 out of 3 so far. Jane Goodall.
Passed away. I think last year.
Okay, so you're going with, you're saying dead.
I think she passed away earlier this year or last year. Yeah.
Okay, you're correct. Dead, so you get another point. Praveen Gordon.
He's passed away.
Yes. I forgot that he was dead. I thought he was still in government.
Oh dear. Well,
I once went to the gym near my house that I go to occasionally. He was there, like when he wasn't finance minister, before he became finance minister again. I'm like walking down the stairs, and there's Praveen Gordon. So I was like, shit, okay. See, even he was trying to be fit, and he's still dead. So yes,
see,
dead
doesn't help.
Doesn't help. Point for that. Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees.
Oh, he's still alive.
Okay, Maurice Gibb from the Bee Gees.
Oh, shit, I think one of them died. I'm going to go with alive.
No, dead.
Oh, damn it.
Robin Gibb from the Bee Gees?
Oh, no. No, let's say he's alive.
No, dead. Only Barry's left.
I'm so bad at this.
All right.
Clearly, I don't care who's dead or alive.
Here's a name you haven't heard in a long time. Kirk Douglas.
Oh, we know he passed.
Yes. Very much dead. Okay. Donald Sutherland.
Wait, which one? He's also the actor.
Yes.
Alive.
No, dead. You're terrible at this. Ronnie Casserles.
Oh. I think he's dead.
No, he's alive. Kosa Sanatlamini Zuma.
Alive.
Yeah. She was on one of the podcasts. It could have been Sizwe Mpofu Walsh's podcast, or I don't know which one. Anyway, she was on this podcast and she basically outed the ANC for being just totally run by money, you know, like handing out cash to get votes. And then Fikile Mbalula came out and he was like, no, that's not true, because she named him. She said he was at clinics during the last election handing out brown envelopes of money. And he's like, no, that's not true. And Nkosi Sanatlamini Zuma is talking shit. And who the hell does she think she is? She's old. And is she still alive? That's what got me thinking about this. Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, we know he's gone.
No, he's not gone. He's still alive. God, you're terrible. Burt Bacharach.
I don't know who that is.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, A silly little prayer for
you. I don't know. Dead.
Okay, no, he's dead. He's dead. Okay. I mean, with you, it's like 50-50. Okay, Raquel Welch.
I think she passed away.
Yes, correct. You got one. Thank God. Your score is terrible. Let me give you an easy one. From Goon in the comments, Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, she's gone.
Yes, dead. Well done. Well done. All right. Yeah, I'm going to stop this because it's embarrassing for you. What's her score, James? give me a number. He's busy calculating. By the way, we've decided there are two kinds of James. It came up in a meeting this week because James does nothing that I tell him to. And we talk in meetings and I say, I need this by this date, and nothing happens. And then sometimes something happens, but it's not what I said. So I've realized what happens is there's a James who I tell things to, but he's not actually the executive James, because in his head he has another James who then countermands everything I've said. So if I say, James, can you please send me this by Thursday, 9 o'clock? Then executive James climbs in and goes, no, don't do it by 11 o'clock Thursday. Do it on Friday at 12. So I'm like, now I ask him, I just go, am I talking to executive James or to normal James?
Oh, God.
All right, so you got nine right and you got seven wrong. That's not so bad.
It's you pretty passed. Good, I say.
Yeah, well done. Right, very nice. Okay, I know you are probably going to head off to work soon, but I want you to say how's it to Roger Rax. You want to say how's it?
How's it?
Yeah, here he is. Hey, Rog, how are you, man?
How's it, my butt? How are you?
Lucky to see how's you. It? Yeah, how are you? You good?
I'm good, thanks. I just hope you don't have to ask me those questions, but I didn't know who one of those people were.
I'm getting really? Not one?
I'm so glad.
I'm getting 0 out of 100.
Don't worry, I'm not going to test you on any of that shit. You're safe. You're safe. All right, so listen, I got a lot to talk to you about. So I wanted you to say hello to Leanne. She's also from the South, hey?
Is Leanne the lady in the next to me?
This one, yeah, right here. Let me put her on the screen. There we go. That's Leanne. That's her from the South.
I saw the name S. That's what I was waiting. Lee S. Mole. How you doing, man?
Yeah. There you go.
I was born in the East, but very much grew up in the South, and I was a Glen Vista girl. So nice to meet you in person.
You too. Thank you. Glen Vista's still rocking. It's still lekker, yeah.
Yeah,
it's good. It's my neighbor, yeah.
Cheers, guys.
All right, ass. Cheers. Sure. So, Rog, tell me, what's up, going on with you, man? I of course,
your
for mark, people who don't know.
Or something.
Oh, shit, sorry. Am I on mute? No, I shouldn't be on mute. Can you hear me now? Roger?
Can you
seems when we lost ass, we lost sound for Roger. We'll try and get him back. James, just tell him to come back in on the link. Obviously, when Leanne left, something changed. So Roger, for those who don't know, is a Joburg-based food content creator, among other things. He posts under @Roger_Rax on TikTok as well. He does street food reviews. He does restaurant discovery. He visits shops occasionally. But mostly the reason I got interested in some of the stuff that Roger does is he's almost an on-the-spot reporter. He finds interesting stories that really no one else is covering. And then he tells us about that from Bessonia, City Deep, the south of Joburg. It's all that stuff is what he does. So I'm going to try and bring him back up here. Roger, you there? Oh. Okay, hang on. I've got the wrong one. There are now two Roger Raxes. Can I put him on, James? Let me try this. There we go. You're on.
Yeah, cool. Don't know what happened
there. Can hear me.
Okay.
So I was just saying, I was giving everybody a bit of background. You were on the show a year ago, actually.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We checked the calendar. It's been a whole year. So listen, the thing that caught my eye the other day is you said that you had reliable information that there was some kind of UFO over Joburg.
Yeah, so I got a video clip from my mate, actually, funny enough.
Yeah?
He gets all the credit for the video, not me. And I just did the video for him, made it a bit spooky and whatnot, but we actually have more footage coming out, like an inverted, can you still hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, cool, because I only see myself here. We got another video that I was supposed to release back then, but I've been busy, of like an inverted, I don't know what you call it, but you know where they changed the filter and whatnot, so you can actually see what's happening more clearly. And before I posted that video, I made a joke, and I said I'm the ambassador for the aliens, but I really feel like I am. Like, no one in Joburg or even in South Africa is actually talking about it, but it's no longer, back then, like if we were talking about this a year ago, they'd call us crazy, they'd call us conspiracy theorists. But now you can literally, at the White House, the Pentagon, everyone's talking about it. So we're not so crazy anymore, you know, this. But there's a lot to it. I think there's more to it than just aliens, if you know what I mean. Just my own personal...
Okay, so I just need to know a couple of details, because I only know about this from you. Where in Joburg was this alien craft spotted, and how long ago was this?
So I can't... It's a funny name. I know it's in four ways. If I go back to my mate's chat, I can give you like the accuracy.
It's somewhere in four ways.
I'd also like to give him a shout out. His name is Warwick. He gave the footage. I don't want to take any credit for it. I just did the video. Yeah, he was having a brawl with his wife and looked up in the sky and he thought he saw Superman, but he saw something a lot cooler. So that's what happened.
Okay, so you've got footage of this which you've shared on your channel, but describe it for people who haven't seen it yet. What kind of shape this thing was, how fast it moved, whether it had colors.
Through the camera of the cell phone, it was just like a little dot. You know, it looks like a spotlight, but it can't be a spotlight that's out of space, if that makes sense. And at first I thought it was a plane. They were talking about it being a plane. Then it started. It wasn't moving. That's the scary part. It was like standing still. It was flashing a certain normal white light, and then eventually started changing colors and flashing all over the place, and then it just disappeared out of nowhere.
Okay, I'm going to let people see the clip. So I've actually got the clip here. Let's just play that for everybody. And if you want to follow Roger, he's Roger_Rax on TikTok, and then, of course, he's on Instagram as well. We'll put all the links in the description of this episode. But take a look. Here's the kind of stuff he's doing that no one else is doing.
What the fuck's he flashing?
The following footage was taken in Chartwell Four Ways on the 21st of July by a mate of mine from Green Gorilla. And the reason I'm bringing this to your attention is because this is 100% legit. And with all the shit going on in the world today on the news surrounding UFOs and aliens and planets and things happening in the sky, this could literally be anything. But I'm bringing it to your attention. I'm not editing the video in any way. I'm not even putting music in the background. This is 100% legit. You can even hear their reactions. I want you guys in the comment section to let me know what you think it is, your honest answers, opinions, especially if you know. And share this with your friends. Maybe one of them know. Let's get it out there, because something's definitely happening in the sky. Don't tell me that's a light bulb here.
Next. Not sure.
It's a plane.
What the fuck's he flashing? That's not normal.
Not.
Nah.
All right. I mean, that's phenomenal. So what did you get from people in comments? What did they all say?
A lot of people obviously don't know what. That's why I said I want to be the ambassador here. Local people don't believe in aliens. They think it's a spotlight. They think it's a plane. Some are saying it's an orb. Some are saying it's a Starlink, which it could be. I mean, it could be. No one really knows what it is, you know. It's just obviously the way the video was filmed makes me believe it's above the sky. You know, so that's what gives me the UFO feeling. And the way when I was watching the video then, I noticed it did actually move a little bit. But it's like...
Yeah.
It was just like a millimeter, basically. And I don't think you finished the video. It just disappears. You know, so...
No. I want people to go and see it on your channel. So we didn't play the whole thing, but...
Yeah, so it just disappears
What kind of response did that get? Were there thousands of people who responded?
Very, very well. It got like across the board, I'd say, closing on about 300,000 to 350,000 views.
Wow.
It's a lot of people and a shit ton of comments. People are still commenting till today. Still, it's like an active thing for them. You know, a lot of people are saying there's a lot of conspiracy theorists who are all turning out to be right these days, but there's a lot of them in the comment section talking about Project Bluebeam, talking about the Great Deception, which I also think that's what I'm guessing it is, the Great Deception that the Bible speaks about. There's a lot of things that people are talking, everyone has their own opinion on it, and that's what makes it fun, you know? It's not just everyone saying, okay, this is a spotlight.
What's your opinion on aliens? You think they're real? You think that we are alone in the universe? Do you think that they are they're angels? Do you think that they might be dangerous or good? Do you have any thoughts on this?
I do. Just remember, you invited me on your show here. So long story short, I think if you know the universe, Earth is the smallest, one of the smallest planets in the entire universe. So I don't believe that we're alone. That wouldn't make sense to me, at least. I do believe that aliens, I don't think aliens themselves exist, like in the form we think, you know, ET or whatever the case may be. I do believe that there is a great deception coming, and I believe this is a part of it. So something along the line of fallen angels, nobody knows what they look like. And I mean, according to the Bible, and I'm a Bible-believing Christian, according to the Bible, they can take many shapes and forms, you know, they have to deceive you. So they can come as a cute little alien, but I think demons, fallen angels, that's my take on it. You know, and obviously I joke around about being the mayor, but I want Fockle to do these oats for me. But long story short, I'll bring the news to the South Africans if I have to do it.
No, we call you the mayor of the South. On this show, you are the mayor of the South, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, no, there I'm the mayor, alien mayor.
So listen, I mean, do you reckon that if this stuff isn't just a conspiracy, you know, and the U.S. government, and we've heard so much stuff about Roswell in New Mexico, and they recovered bodies of aliens, and there's some people who think they've actually got living aliens at some of these secret U.S. bases, and that those guys have helped them to develop these extraordinary aircraft, like the, you know, these bomber aircraft that they've developed, the stealth aircraft. If that stuff's not true, and if let's say you are closer to the truth with a connection to the Bible and fallen angels and all that, do you think that these creatures are here to do us harm, or do you think they're here to help us?
So I think eventually they're going to do us harm. Right now they need to deceive you, so they can't harm you right now. And I think it fits exactly the same. A lot of the technology we're starting to see, especially if you like one of the folks who sit and Google. Like Mr. Beast released a video the other day talking about how they're bringing the dead back, they're bringing dinosaurs back, using fossils, they're bringing, like, these all types of things that I don't think humanity themselves could do. Maybe I'm wrong, but, like, it's just my own opinion. I think there's like, a greater power at hand, you know, a greater mind, at least. And also, maybe
that greater power is sending these things to stop us from going too far and from causing huge trouble in the universe, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so there was a movie that released, funny enough, now recently called Disclosure Day, that Steven Spielberg released. And he actually, he touted it as a documentary more than a movie. Because now, he said in the 90s, I used to say, wouldn't it be great if all of these things turned out to be true? Today, he's stating that it's so great that all of this actually is true. So he's pretty much telling you that what you're about to watch in this movie is really happening. And all the things you just spoke of with Roswell and hiding bodies and all of that was all in the movie. And at the end of the movie, they actually showed the world. It's called Disclosure Day. They showed the world an alien. So we're waiting on that. And there's a lot of speculation that that still might happen eventually. And that's when I believe the Great Deception is going to happen, Robert. Because in the movie, you see people questioning their faith. You know, if these things are real, then maybe those are the supreme beings that everyone's calling God, which is nonsense, you know, because they created something that... They created the pyramids, they created... It's really something deep. I don't think we have enough time to get into it, but I'm right down there.
Dude, I find this stuff fascinating because I'm not... I don't think we have the answers, and I think that there probably is quite a lot that we are not told, but I don't believe that even the smartest people in the U.S. government really know enough about all of this. And there's a dimension that comes into play here that has to do with the fact that the universe is so enormous, right? So if the possibility of there being no other life at all in this enormous universe is practically zero, there's got to be something. It might not look like like any of the life we find on Earth. It might not be carbon-based. It might not have biology in the sense that we understand it. But there's got to be other stuff out there. And the distances are so vast that it makes it improbable that we would ever meet other kinds of living creatures. But if you think about how far humanity's evolved in just the last 100 years, the things that we've been able to achieve in just 100 years, if you had a civilization or an organism that had spent, you know, millions of years developing somewhere else, it's entirely possible that the technological advances of whatever that organism might be would put them in a position to be able to do extraordinary things like travel through space and time and be able to visit planets like ours. I mean, we're still a way off from doing that, but that's what Elon's trying to do with Mars, for God's sake, right?
Yeah. So also, another thing that you mentioned, like the fact that the universe is so big, so great, so vast, the probability of us ever seeing any other species is almost impossible. Unless that's another thing that I was onto. Unless that species was meant to come here to deceive us, correct?
Yeah. Well, perhaps. Yeah, so, I mean, so Skorg in the comments says, it's a DJI drone, man. Red lights and green lights tell you the direction the drone is flying. Spotlights are normal on them.
So like I said, it could be. But I mean, that's another big one. DJI drone, everyone's talking about that. That's why I want to release the inverted footage soon, so that you guys can see that it looks a little bit different when you release that. Because you actually see like a small dot and a bigger dot behind it. Small dot, bigger dot behind it. It's a bit weird.
So Derek says here, why four ways though? And this is something I thought. If I'm coming from other worlds and I'm trying to catch a glimpse of Earth, I think I'd find something more exciting than looking at four ways.
I think it is because they're having a lack of bravery. And I think those things are hungry. That's why they're flashing at him. They're like telling him, I want some. But then he started swearing on camera. That thing fucked off.
A four-ways but alien. Can you imagine that? They'd be very aggressive, wouldn't they?
Telling you, bro.
Yeah. So Goon says, reptilians rule the world through the Atlantean. Thought the Atlantean built the pyramids. His spaceship is under the Sphinx. Wait and see.
I was just thinking of it. I was just thinking about it. This beautiful, with advanced technology under the sea. You ever heard of Atlantis? The city under the sea. That could also be, if it was ever true, which we don't know, then that's definitely alien. Because we're talking millions, thousands and millions of years ago with technology that we haven't even got today. You know, so that could be something. I was thinking about Atlantis before he just mentioned it in the comments. There's a lot to this.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. And I'm kind of amazed that it happened in four ways, but you know, stranger things have happened. I mean, why do aliens seemingly always pop up in these shit places? They're always in, you know, like some outback hick part of country America or they go to, exactly. They don't appear above the Union buildings. Not that anyone's going to find any intelligence there. They don't appear in front of the White House. They always go to these places where there's nothing happening.
Well, might benefit if they go to those places. They can give some intelligence. But
I mean, are you a little bit pissed off that they didn't come to the South?
Definitely. Well, they're coming, bro. I told you, I'm the ambassador. They're coming. They have to give like little signs before people think I'm nuts when they actually show up. They're going to sit you on my couch, but, you know, we're going to talk. But I'm actually happy that they're coming to South Africa. Everything happens in America, bro. We get nothing. Yeah. Everything's in America. So now there's something to talk about at least. So even if it is a DJI drone, just pretend it's not, you know. Just, let's have fun.
All right. This is just one of the things that you've been doing lately. I like the fact that you're also covering this. The food stuff is fantastic, though. What new exciting shit have you discovered in the world of food?
No, not much. But to be honest, I'm actually secretly, without telling everyone, I'm actually trying to lose weight. As you can see, I've So I've been like cutting down a lot of food. There's obviously the pantry that I've been going to, Racha and Bosonia.
Yeah.
The pantry.
It's interesting you bring up the pantry. I went to the one in Pretoria for the first time the other day, and it's the first time I've ever been into one of these. And obviously, you know, David Hicks, one of the brains behind the pantry, was on the show a couple of months ago, and he's a very, very brilliant guy.
Also, he was on the show right after me.
Yeah, he's terrific. That's correct. It was on the same day.
We met him, and
his, you know, Marble, Saint, those places are just flying in Joburg in Sandton.
Yeah, the food's different quality.
But the pantry, dude, I bought a bread at the one in Pretoria because we had like a family supper the next night. And it was Bitcoin Butt, who makes his own bread. He's in the comments. He's going to be upset with me. This is easily one of the best breads I've ever had in my life. I don't know what they did to it. I don't know. They must have some magic formula that they use. But they made it. It was fresh. I took it home. It was still warm.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. Everything from the pantry is like that. They got an olive loaf bread that they make. That's incredible. Their burgers, their boerewors rolls. It just, everything tastes different, bro. I'm being dead serious. Like, everything's just different there. We should wonder about that, actually, if I'm being honest. But lately, I've been more into doing cooking videos at home. You know, I deal a lot with meat traders online. They like, for me personally, my new favorite butcher. I'm more into the gambling scene a bit now.
What are you doing? Online gambling.
Yeah, so like slots and whatnot. I'm more like an ambassador for those folks too. So I play quite a bit and I advertise what I do, when I win, when I lose, what, you know. So I've been more into there than the food things. But I still do the food reviews when I got enough points saved, because I'm on a calorie deficit. Which means I eat throughout the week, and at the end of the week, what I've got left, I incorporate my cheat meal into that. If I have enough for a pizza, I'd go have a pizza or a burger and chips, and I put it on camera, you know, at a new spot or something like that.
What weight are you looking to get to? What do you weigh at the moment? How much do you need to lose?
No. Listen, I'm not going to disclose that, guys. Just very unhealthy.
Yeah. Oh, come on. It's not embarrassing.
I'll tell you what, and I'm not afraid to say, when I was lost in your show, I was about maybe 120.
Yeah.
I've crossed the border of 150 now.
Shit, dude. But you've been eating some cool stuff, and I mean, it's part of your job.
That's the reason.
In some way, you've got an excuse. You're allowed. The rest of us aren't allowed because we're not doing food reviews like you are.
Exactly. So that's the thing. I had to put my social media on pause to fix my life up quickly. You know what I mean? And it's working.
Why don't we? You know, I'm proud of you, dude. Well done. And listen, everybody's fighting that fight, eh? Whether they, no matter how good you think they look, I've got friends, and there's this one girl I know. She's in magnificent shape. To me, she looks fantastic. She's perfect. But she is in a constant battle to like keep the fat away. So everybody's fighting something. And good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And I know that first, Dad, because one of my closest mates, named Luke Backus, he's chiseled like a Greek god. I'm not even joking, bro. And if anyone deserves a day off, it's him. And I can tell you what, come snow, come rain, come aliens, that out in the gym, bro. I'm not joking.
Are you training as well as not eating everything?
Well, no, so at the moment I'm just doing the kitchen work. Later I'll go, because I did try. In January I started training. I got a bit of an injury, which was actually stupid because it was something that I did in the past. But it turns out that maybe I'm not physically ready for gym. I do exercise at home, and I'm trying to eat better. But besides for that, no gym right now. I think when I drop back down to where I was when I was at by yourself, I'll go to gym again.
Yeah, and you don't want to hurt yourself, because that'll set you back even more.
Exactly. Yeah, and at this age, but apparently once you get hurt, it never changes. You stay that way.
Yeah. So listen, tell me. We all have got to know you now. You've been on the show twice, and we'll have you anytime you've got something else you want to share with us, because I love what you do. But
thank you.
A lot of people are interested in your life and kind of what you do the rest of the time, and family and friends. Like, give us a bit of a taste of your life, Roger X.
My life has become, it's very, I don't know, really, like, it's just normal. I still work for Upper Paint.
Yeah.
I go to work, do our job, come home. Looking after my daughter still, so got to get her ready.
Yes.
Still got my ill mom. Nothing's changed like that. And
right.
Family, we hardly see each other, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. I was actually speaking to one of my cousins yesterday. I said to him, we need to make plans because we don't see each other anymore. None of my family, you know. I think since COVID, this has happened. I think it's happened to a lot of people, not just me. But it is something that I want to remedy. I want to work on it. But one thing I will say is that I went through a phase a little bit earlier this year where I hit, I don't know, like a breaking point. I think I was overworking myself. And mentally, I just lost it. I didn't even want to make content anymore. I didn't care. People are saying, you know, how many people wish to be in your position? And I was just like, fuck it. I can't do this anymore. 3 months, bro. If I made 2 videos a week, it was too much. I really went through a bad phase. And then coming back, now obviously I'm back to where I was, making content all the time, enjoying it, loving it again. What I've noticed coming back is, and this is something maybe you can help me with. They say when you've got a lot of haters, you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when I came on your show last time, everyone loved me. There were maybe 5 people who hated me on social media. But now that's why it didn't really bother me because I knew those 5 people. I could name them.
Sure.
But now for some reason, bro, the hate I'm getting, it's incredible. There's obviously still people who love me, but then there's a whole lot of haters and specific, like they won't come on for a specific reason. You know, like if someone comes on and says, for instance, you're a bad father. I can understand why they hate me. But an uncle posted a picture, an AR picture of me looking like a house and saying, F you and fucking, you know, they're just looking for ways to be haters, bro. And it doesn't make sense to me, but I just feel like maybe I'm in the right direction and that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sign. I'm sorry to have to spoil this for the haters, but the fact that there are actually people who are taking time to generate AI images of you and say shit things about you, think about the fact that these people are now spending time on you. You don't even know who they are, and they're taking time out of their day. They are either bored or they're so obsessed with you that they're taking time out of their day to think about you and to create content about how much they hate you. That's insane. You are taking up rental space in their head. So as much as it's horrible, and this is the dark side of being a content creator, right? So if you are successful, there are going to be lots of people who really don't like you. Even though you've done nothing to them, they don't have a relationship with you, you've probably never met half of them, and they hate you because they're filling their lives up with whatever is closest to them. And the fact that you've got close enough to them for them to care enough to hate you is a sign of success. It's not a sign of failure. Don't let it get you down, bro. Really.
No, 100%. Thanks, dude. Well, that's something that I wanted to get off my chest because I can't understand it. But anyway, that made me feel a lot better. Thank you.
And Roger, not everybody is going to like you. The people who...
Thank
especially
you,
in the era of social media, and you know, with people creating content, and soon AI will be doing most of that, and you'll be bombarded by just tons and tons of AI generated bullshit.
Yeah,
the fact that we live in this time means that you can connect to millions of people all over the world. I mean, this alien video of yours with 300,000 views is just that's tremendous. It shows you. You couldn't fit 300,000 people into the biggest stadium in South Africa, right?
100%.
The fact that you've made something that 5 stadiums full of people have seen is tremendous. That would never have been possible before. You would have had to have a TV show. You would have had to be a movie star or a singer or something like that on the international stage to reach that kind of an audience. It's tremendous to me that you can do this stuff from your house, from where you go out at night, talking about the things that happen in your life, and you develop a following. You know, people who I found you, for God's sake, on social media, and this is entertaining stuff that you're doing. Don't let the miserable people who have shit things to say get you down, really.
Thanks, my brother. So another video that I posted 2 weeks ago, a quick one before we go. My daughter was watching a YouTube video. And just, you know, normal stuff. And I started getting this chanting, kill, 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 kill. So I noticed that I took the phone from her to check it out. And there was like demonic symbols on the screen. It's a Minecraft game with the words. It just keeps repeating, kill, 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 kill. And I posted that video to warn people, you know, watch what your kids watch. And that video reached, I think it's across the board, it's over 1 million. I know that. But I'm talking just on TikTok. It's on like 700,000 views now. And I'm not, you know, I'm trying to help people if I do something like that. Like, pay attention to what your kids watch in a nice way. Throughout 90% of the comments, you're a terrible father. This is your fault. You don't pay attention. And I'm like, fuck it, maybe I shouldn't just keep my mouth shut.
So, I mean, obviously, when you get into the stuff around parenting, no parent in the world is 100% right, and nobody is 100% evil, right? And
yeah,
everybody has something to say about how someone else raises their child. But the fact that you found this stuff, that you were checking and you saw this on the screen and you stopped it, and then you decided you're going to share it with other people because there might be other parents who don't know about this stuff. You're doing more than whoever it was who called you a shit father.
So that's what I thought. I wasn't trying to, I was trying to help people. I mean, I heard it. Some people might be leaving their kid downstairs watching whatever that is, and that's going to, you know, you're going to get a psychopath when he's a teenager.
What's your policy with your daughter and social media? And I mean, how old is she now? And does she have her own?
Yeah, she's got her own phone and she's got a little game console. She plays Roblox, but I choose the games that she plays. And okay. she's got a phone with YouTube Kids and YouTube. The reason being, she doesn't like YouTube Kids, but she finds it too childish. So I allow her to go on YouTube, and I try and pay attention wherever I can. You know, she only goes on for an hour a day anyway, Bruce. But I mean, if I wasn't such like a good father, or at least trying, I wouldn't have heard that sound going on and all of those
things. Yeah. No, exactly. Dude, I think that's good. Check, yeah, for every hater, there's someone who likes you. Here's Moondancer. Loving this guy. He's great.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
And then Carl DeSantos, Roger, just tell them to eat a dick. Fuck them. Chin up.
It's exactly this. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate you, bro.
Sade, Roger that. Huh?
Roger that, my guy.
Bitcoin Boots says they hate us. They hate us because they're anus. I think this is great. What you're doing is fantastically funny. Sometimes it's hugely interesting. I wouldn't have known about aliens in four ways if it wasn't for you. And you must definitely update us as the story develops, if anything else gets seen. Because this is how people figure shit out now. They're not going to get it from a newspaper. Nobody reads those.
Social media. So now, that's what I was actually considering doing, that, like reading into everything that sounds interesting, something that people would maybe want to hear. I want to first fact check it. I want to post cuck. I want to fact check it, and then I want to make content on it. You know, you never know, bro. You never know what's coming. I mean, the world's gone crazy. Everyone's gone nuts. So let's go nuts with them.
All right, Roger Rex, what a pleasure to see you again, dude. And we'll catch up with you soon. Follow Roger. He's on at Roger Rex on TikTok. There's an underscore between Roger and Rex, and you can follow all the other stuff we'll put in the comments and in the description
appreciate
of the video.
You, thank you so much,
be
boss.
Good, man. Stay strong, Jay, says Carl. There we go.
Shot, Carl. Appreciate it, my guy. God bless. Okay, you guys can kick me. I don't know how to get off of this. Shot, Gareth. Have a lack of.
Thanks, dude. What a great guy. Love him. Roger Rex. Fantastic. you know, this social media thing, we're still trying to figure it out, right? I reckon we'll only know in like 10 years' time. It's still going to be a while. What kind of bad stuff this has done to us in the long term, what it's done to us as a species. I went out for dinner a while ago and I looked around at the table because I arrived early, and I looked at all the tables around me and I saw people sitting with each other, like couples, or I don't know if they were on a date or whatever, where both the people were sitting there with their phones like this and looking at the screens while they're sitting opposite each other. And I think, you know, if people never spoke to each other at a table, you'd think, oh, there's a problem there. But it's so much worse if they're actually on their phones, because they haven't run out of things to say to each other. They don't just dislike each other. They so much dislike each other that they have found an alternative thing to do with their time. It really worries me. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what this is going to mean. An interesting story that's in your daily briefing, which would have come out an hour ago. Today, there's some research that's been published in America about gender relations, right? And this is always something we talk about on the show, so it's probably pertinent to bring it up here as well. They did some some work on the way women feel about men and the way men feel about women in America. And I'll just read from this quickly because it's, to me, it's kind of sad, fascinating, but it's sad and worth at least thinking about today. So in the Western world, 72% of men under 30 hold a positive view of women. 72%. So by far more than two-thirds, just under three-quarters of men have a very favorable view of women. But only 50% of women under 30 hold a favorable view of men. So that's a 22-point gap between those two. And if you ask women under 25, only 35% of them have a positive view of men. With men, it more or less stays in the 70s, no matter what age. And I'm not saying that women are unkind to men or that women need to improve their view of men only. We've got to kind of work out why in the Western world that has happened, why it seems to be dropping. And it shouldn't be the case that we are growing further apart. If anything, I think men and women need each other more than ever now. And I'd like to see that trend reverse. I'd like to know what that means. If you've got theories about it, maybe we should talk about it on the show. Maybe get some people who've studied this stuff to help us understand exactly what it means. But if you have any bizarre theories about that, hey, let me know. And follow us on the Daily Briefing. Just to let you know, we are rapidly moving towards the subscription. I know I've been promising this for a while. We've done 55 episodes, I think, Janine told me. So it's close to 55 episodes. And we've already been well within the top five of South Africa's news podcasts since we started. We reached, I think, the number two spot. I haven't checked for a little while, but we're doing really well there. And thank you to everybody who's checked it out. If you haven't yet, then please do. We've got some amazing stuff happening there, and we're going to be doing bonus content as well once the subscription starts. Also, if you are watching our drive-bys, which are the little videos that we do during the week, those seem to be getting a lot of attention. The one this week about what trends that are going on in society do you think we'll be embarrassed about in a few years' time? Some amazing answers. A lot of them fashion-related, a lot of them hairstyle-related, a lot of them Crocs and wearing slops with socks related. I think those things have been embarrassing from the get-go. So I don't know if they're new trends, but go and join in on that conversation too. And have an awesome long weekend. We will be back with a Daily Briefing on Tuesday, and we'll be back with this show on Friday. But enjoy Women's Day on Sunday, and make sure you take the day off and relax and spend some time with people you really like on Monday. We will catch you later. Ciao, everybody. Bye.